one of my children, somewhere around 19, she got involved with a same-sex relationship. So they ended up getting married, and of course that year was hard. We truly felt that our call for our daughter was to never abandon her, that our responsibility as her parents was to show her the love of Jesus, even if we did not necessarily approve her choices. We still needed to show her the love of Jesus, because the goal is for her to see what Jesus has for her and who she is. Within probably 4 months, we were no longer speaking. And so we then went into that estrangement period for about 3.5 years.
Silence the noise, straight to the sacred.
I have always been incredibly grateful for worship 24/7. Having that constantly playing in our home, in our car, wherever we were, it would bring me peace because it has been uncluttered. And I think worship 24/7 was very much the foundation of saying, less clutter, more Jesus. Just Jesus.
Just Jesus.
I will say that in the last 6 months, our daughter has begun to return back into relationship with us. And it was her who's been reaching out to us and trying to reestablish relationship with us. So I don't know. We're just grateful, and we're taking that one step at a time and seeing what the Lord has. But I continue to lean into worship 24/7.